You'll never believe what's just happened to me.
What a face.
There's a thief with his...
A reading of The Red Set at the Royal Court Theatre in London. The performance is a sellout and the date is key, September the 11th. But this isn't a play about the attack on the Twin Towers, nor does it reference the United States. In fact, The Red Set is a new work from a young Chilean playwright, specifically performed to coincide with what many see as the original 9/11, Augusto Pinochet's military coup, in which the country's democratically elected socialist president, Salvador Allende, was overthrown. Elise Dodgson, international director at the Royal Court, has been working with 12 Chilean writers for the last 18 months.
We take them through different drafts of a play that they want to write about contemporary Chile, and we ask them to write about what matters to them urgently today. And what was really fascinating is that over half of the writers in some way referenced the dictatorship.
Unlike neighbouring Argentina, where pursuing those responsible for the dirty war continues apace, Chile has lagged behind.
It's important to speak about Chile's past, because still no one has asked for forgiveness or talked honestly about what happened. I think what's lacking is a proper apology from the Chilean right.
The Red Set playwright Florencia Martínez Echeverría.
What happened in the 70s in Chile continues to influence Chilean culture as our generation gets to grip with it. I think the more you hide something, the more people will want to know what happened.
Interestingly, the latest generation of artists, filmmakers and writers examining the dictatorship were either very young during Pinochet's rule or born after it. 32-year-old Martínez Echeverría, for example, was born just a few years before the return to democracy. Her play looks at a once revolutionary left-wing family in contemporary Chile and their struggle to find an identity in an ever-changing country. Another play, Negra, shown at the Royal Court a day later, looked at Pinochet's disgraced former nurse. The film world, too, continues to tackle the past. At the forefront is director Pablo Larraín, tapping into the idea of the unspoken. For many at the Royal Court, however, it was simply refreshing to see a play from the Southern Cone.
I'm James Sleater, 32-year-old Londoner. It's great to come and see a foreign play, let alone a Chilean one. The play was very sort of interesting, you know, it gave us a real insight that the society there seems to be still very divided.
As long as the questions remain, it seems, the Chilean arts will keep on asking. Ed Stocker for RFI in London.